Today is Monday, March 25th, the first day of Holy Week, the culmination to a unique Lenten journey where I'm uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. Alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today, we are reading from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with fear as with a shield.
This morning, Lord, with my prayer, I prepare a sacrifice and watch. Like Elijah before me, I trust you to send the fire to the sacrifice. My sacrifice, like his, is a heart of faith and the audacity to boldly ask. May the words of my lips and the meditation of my heart be an altar this morning, a pleasing sacrifice to you. Lord, send the fire. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I begin another week, Lord, by returning to the orbiting center of these 40 days of prayer and fasting. I ask again for that which I desire most this Lenten season. As I have prayed by the minute with my body and by the day with my lips, I ask again this day. Give us this day our daily bread. I ask not only in long-suffering pleas, but for help in the ordinary business of today, anxieties, hopes, intentions, and interruptions. I ask with childlike faith for what I need and what I want today. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch.
The English word wait comes from a root word meaning to watch. Watchers and waiters are synonymous terms when traced to their Old English roots. And that makes sense biblically. Watch is frequent imagery for prayer. For instance, Isaiah 62, referring to prayer, says, "I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night." The same is repeated again in 1 Peter and by Jesus, all to say, waiting with hope is essential and a biblical form of prayer. Father, I honestly name all the redemption I still await, all the redemption our world still awaits. I wait on you again today, Lord. But I wait with hope that the one who began this good work in me will bring it to completion. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds. May your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now at the sun's rising. Amen.